The following is a press conference with His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on July 11, 1975, in Philadelphia.
The Krishna Consciousness Movement has been what some people would consider sexist or racist, because certain propensities for women and for blacks have been defined either by the devotees or by the Vedic scriptures. I'm not sure which. I wondered if you would comment on that.
It's been alleged that our movement is against women and against Negroes because we do not give them, what is it?
Well, not necessarily against them, but defining inferior roles for them by their natural traits.
Inferior roles to women and to Negroes.
We give equal roles spiritually. Materially, one man is servant, one man is master. How you can avoid this? Do you think everyone will be master? Nobody will be servant. Materially, one is father, one is son, one is master, one is servant, one is man, one is woman. How can you stop this? But spiritually, they're all equal.
What is happening materially, is that important?
But when you come to the spiritual platform, then when you descend, the spirit soul within everyone, that is equal. That is just like you are differently dressed in red shirt, and different this dress, this difference must be there. There are so many men and women, they are differently dressed. You cannot say they are all equal by the dress. But within the dress, the living entity, they are all the same. We make this distinction material, not spiritual.
The question would be, what is it that he has offered that has turned out such an emotional response today?
What you have offered that has resulted in such a wonderful emotional response from all the people here?
Because they are being spiritually educated. We are above material platform. Therefore, we have no distinction that one is American, one is Indian, one is black, one is white. We have no such distinction. Everyone is servant of God. Is that all right?
Yeah. I know you're very much aware of all the other gurus, especially that have been coming to the United States in the recent years. And I wondered if you could explain why it is that you believe that you have the truth rather than someone else.
She wants to know that there are many other gurus, and why do you feel that you have the truth?
Because we speak the truth. We don't give bluff that I am God, I am this, I am that. We don't do it. We are actual position. God is great and we are all servants. This is our actual position. How can I say I am God? So we do not give bluff. We say the real truth. Therefore, it appeals. And if I say something humbug, it will not appeal. It may act for some time, but it will not endure.
Is tomorrow, of what will that celebration consist?
In what the celebration will consist of tomorrow? Perhaps.
Celebration is remembering Krishna, our Lord. He, with his brother and sister, visited Kurukshetra, a place in India. So, in memory of that visit, we observed this Rath Yatra. So again, the same question was there.
Yes.
The reply was all right.
Yes. She was very nice. What was the question?
That we have this same kind of thing, man and all that. Materially, there is no same kind. You are differently dressed, I am differently dressed.
Oh, yeah.
Spiritually, there is nothing. Kamani Gauri Hastine Sunite Pateta Pandita Samadhi. So, a very learned scholar, Brahmin, and a dog. So materially, how they can equal? If I say, a president born and a dog, they are on the same level, then it will be very nice. Spiritually, we are one. That is real observation. Artificially, to match man and all and the one. That very artificial your sex. Another university, Philadelphia?
Yes, University of Pennsylvania.
Oh yes, that
you also visited
yes.
There in 1965.
Yes, yes, yes. You see, Juan Prudhoshan, Dr. Norman, Tom Brown.
When I was at temple, they told me that you'd come, this is before I'd ever heard of Krishna consciousness, but they told me that you'd come the year before I was there. I went there, and then the year before you had been there. So I took a course with this Swami Nikalananda, and you've spoken in his class, and they told me that you asked, so you are studying Vedanta, so what is Vedanta? And no one knew. No one knew what Vedanta meant.
As you said, that Veda means knowledge, and Anta means Hindu. Vedanta means the Hindu knowledge, and that's Krishna. They never heard that before, even though they had so many hours and courses in Vedanta.
That is the difficulty. That goes. For foolish people, they are taking leading part. That is the defect of them. One who has no knowledge, he is taking the part of a teacher. God must be speaking something also. Just like this. One does not know what is Vedanta, and he is reading Vedanta. It is very simple, true. Veda means knowledge. And Anta means end. There must be something ultimate, goal. But the modern process is that we go on unlimitedly, but never we come to the end. Is it not like that? What is it?
Right.
That is.
This is a graveyard, automobile graveyard. This is the end of their knowledge.
Spent time in baking and building.
There's passion and ignorance, no goodness.
Hmm?
That means that there's passion and there's ignorance, but there's no goodness.
Yes. They do not inquire why baking and building, why not Parvati? That question does not arise and they cannot solve. They think this breaking and building is the nature.
Right.
but we are giving information of another nation, which is, there is no breaking, no willing, para. They cannot believe that there is such thing in the nation. The Jing is Jing. Whenever God said, why breaking and willing? Why not bother? We are doing the same thing with our body. We are breaking, and when the body is old, we are breaking and accepting another body, again building, again old, again breaking, again entering on this. But the question does not arise, why I don't like this breaking and building, but why I am put into this condition? That is it. Who wants to die? No. Even a very old man, he is suffering from so many things. Still, if somebody comes, I will kill you. He says, oh no, 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 don't kill me. I don't want to die. Why? Somebody say that you are an old man, there is no use. Now this is coming. The communists are coming. He said, why? This is an old man simply eating, is that thing? Anything. No, there is. What is called? Mercy?
Persecuting.
Mercy. You will be merciful if one is killed. No. It is coming. But the point is that if you have come to show me the mercy of killing, but I am not prepared to kill. Why? You have come to show me mercy, but I am not prepared to take your mercy. Why? What is the cycle?
No one wants to die.
So that means he is eternal. This death is atif. Na hanna te hanna mahane sarire. He does not die. He is not king. There is all the fact that if one thinks that I am killer and one thinks I am king, both of them do not know what is life. In the Bhagavad Gita, there is a verse. So I am eternal, that's a fact. Therefore I do not wish to be killed. But I do not know how to keep myself. That is, we are giving that information. How we can keep you eternal. This is the greatest gift in the human society. He wants to live eternally, but he does not know how to live eternally. His energy is being spoiled by this skyscraper building construct. But he is not very serious to construct his body eternally. He will not be able to live in this skyscraper building. Maybe he will be allowed to live there as a rat. There are rats. So many rats. Actually, this is the fact. The person who has got very attachment for that place, but he is not to live there, but on account of attachment, thinking of that place at the time of death, but he is so sinful, he cannot be given the room and body. Then he is given the cat or the rat's body, living, or a tree or a plant. where is the science discussing? Where from the tree had come? They are satisfied that I am now a skyscraper king, but do not know that whether I really allowed to live. Vairagya vidya. These things have been discussed. Anywhere, but they have no brain to understand.
They don't want to hear.
Surana Sone Dharma Kai. If you speak to him, my dear Vishnu, it is not very good one. If you are arrested, if you punished, why you are taking this way? So we will give up stealing. He knows himself, yes, I'll be arrested and punished. But still I said to him,